The point of it all was and continues to be the work we have to do to reform public education in Columbus. Because I believe that is one of the things that is holding our city back in some ways. We make a lot of progress in many areas, but we need to get better with respect to educating our young people for the jobs of the future. It is our number one economic development issue. It's our number one quality of life issue. It's our number one issue that frames our city for generations to come. And it is the most important thing we can focus on is education. And so I would look at this year as a year where we came together as a community to really have that discussion. And the discussion is not over with. Columbus Education Commission came up with 55 very strong recommendations that are still good. The levy was an effort to reform the system. Now, the voters voted down, and the reason I think they voted it down is very logical to me. We were asking the voters to increase their taxes significantly while providing those resources to a district that was in trouble on multiple levels. Auditor's investigation, FBI investigation. The public felt that the district had to earn their trust back. And then the treasurer said that there'll be, I think it was a $51 million, they called a surplus of some sort, and saying we really don't need the resources until some future year. You add all those things together and that levy's going to fail. But even though the levy failed, we still have to have ongoing discussions. How do we improve public education? You know, the levy didn't pass, but that doesn't mean we should bypass reform. It means that we should do what we can with what we have. I'm the chief economic development person in this city. And part of my job is to try to get jobs and businesses to locate to Columbus. And I can't tell you how often lately the businesses I'm trying to attract are saying, how prepared is the workforce? And so we have to make that case so to make sure that those who graduate from our high schools and our public schools are ready to take those jobs. And so I'm going to continue working in this area. I don't think we should be talking about a levy for a while. The voters said, let's not talk about money now. Let's talk about what we can do without increasing taxes. Historically, I have not been engaged in public education. But when I saw that our district was having challenges, I felt it was important for my engagement and the city's engagement. And so I think it's important to continue to engage.
Can you outline for listeners what you mean when you say you'll remain engaged? What kind of things are you talking about?
The Education Commission made 55 recommendations. One of them that I think that we really need to continue to explore and find ways to perform is early childhood education. We need to find ways to pay for it, find ways to advance it, find partners, whether it be the city, the state, the feds, or the private sector, to see what we can do to get children into pre-K opportunities. Because that makes a world of difference when young people continue on from grade to grade. I think another area is how do we duplicate and replicate good schools in neighborhoods that don't have them? We need to continue to develop a relationship, better relationships between our schools and our neighborhoods. Sometimes I think there's a disconnect, and there's a lot of reasons for that, and I think we need to find ways to close that gap. I think we need to find efficiencies in the district. So we're continuing to look at issues like potentially combining health care between the city and city employees and district employees. It could, although it is unknown at this point, it could result in significant taxpayer savings for both the district and city. Technology is an area, and maybe working on trying to engage a greater cooperation between our district and the city when it comes to technology. Every school needs to be Wi-Fi. We need to really look at how technology impacts education. Because we know that now and in the future, and even more so in the future, if you don't understand technology coming out of high school and are able to function at a very high level, then you're not going to be able to take a job in just about any environment in the employment world anymore. We need to look at what opportunities, what specialized education can young folks have when they come out of high school and have earned more than a diploma, have a diploma, maybe some certification in some area. How does a city impact can step up without, you know, I will not take over the school district, have no intention of ever taking over the school district, but there's opportunities for partnershiping.
When the business community joined your effort to improve education in Columbus, they said they were very committed to making that happen. Now that the levy has been rejected by the voters, what will you be doing to make sure that the business community stays engaged in improving education in Columbus?
I think it's essential for the business community to stay engaged. They're hiring these young folks, and they need to step up and be engaged in education in our community. There's private resources there. There's talent there. There's experience there. There's great opportunities in our private sector to impact upon public education in a positive way. No one wants to take over a district, but there is a need for help. I believe that we can have the best public education system for an urban area in the nation as long as we partner together, everybody work together, and focus, make it a priority for the city.
Do you think that including the charter school provision in the levy hurt the levy at the polls in November?
When it comes to the charter school issue, there were some folks who weren't happy with it. I understand that, but the fact of the matter is charter schools are here to stay. The problem is at the state level, they are virtually unregulated. And what we need to do is to find a way to establish our own destiny in Columbus to make sure that when charters are engaged, that they are good charters and provide good education. There's too many, frankly, that do not. There's some that do. And those that do, we should see to it that they have students in there to improve education totally. Charters are not the enemy. The enemy is academic failure. That's the common enemy. And it seems to me that we need to have a common goal. And the common goal being successful schools and successful students. And that's where our focus needs to be.